All right. Is anybody else here? Yeah, I couldn't hear you talking, Jenny. That's weird. Oh, I had you muted. Everybody comes in muted. Yeah. Darn. Well, apparently it is on the call page, the next 4 weeks at a glance page, and it does have the link and the password, but it's set there at 6 o'clock Eastern, which is 5 o'clock here, which is what my calendar said, but then the event here says 5:30, and I'm going to look on the Lido page to see if that, where's Lido? I'm going to go on the Vital page and see if that, where is it? Where's Vital? Somebody needs to put these in alphabetical order. This dashboard drives me crazy that it's not in alphabetical order. Kind of like the back end of Infusionsoft. Okay, so Vital monthly calls. That's where you said you found it. Monthly support calls. And that one says Tuesday, June 16th at 5. And the password ZW, okay. Oh, okay. Well, hooey, it looks like the reminder didn't go out, but it was in the newsletter. So that's probably how you knew about it. I just don't know. Okay, Kathy's coming on. Yay. All right. Let's see if anybody else is coming on the chat. Okay. You can't, there's no camera on these. These are the Vital. Okay, Kathy. Yeah, there's no camera on these calls. This is Vital. We're going to be switching these over probably in a few months, but right now there's three different calls that we've always done on this platform, which is voice only. And we've recently upgraded the Zoom account so we can get more people on, and we're going to do them there from now on. But not from now on, but as soon as we can get it moved over. All right. I will go ahead and get us started. So I have Jenny and Kathy and me. This is bizarro. Well, it may just be the three of us. So whatever help you need, you have. And that's it. But it looks like the reminders. You know, the thing about the reminders is we do them as a courtesy, but we do send out the monthly things and we put it on the site. So, people shouldn't rely on that like you guys had it on your calendar. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to give three more minutes since I don't know if there was an email that went out that said it was 5:30, but it looks like on my calendar it said 5 o'clock. So I think I'll just go ahead and start. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start. Recording, start. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the June 2020 Vital Monthly Support Call. I am pleased to be here with you to support you in whatever way you need support, whether it be for a particular health issue, a particular confusing issue, something you've heard on a summit that you're confused about, or whatever is up for you health-wise. I'm here. These are calls for help for your own health, not for practitioners. So I always like to say that. I mean, practitioners can come to this, but when you come, I want you to be working on your own health, not asking about clients, because that gets a little confusing and sometimes too in-depth for some of our clients. So who has questions? Who has comments? I'm going to look to see if anybody typed in questions in advance. Sometimes people do. Nope. No. Yeah, I know, Kathy. It said it started, it was supposed to get started. My calendar said 5 o'clock, and that's when I came in. And Jenny came in. Nobody was here initially, and then Jenny came in. And then I can't remember how it was, but then I was like, did I get this wrong? And then I went and looked, and the way the conference line was set up for it to start at 3:30 Pacific, which is 5:30 my time. So, yeah, and that's why it says 3 more minutes. So there's been some confusion, and apparently I don't know if there was a reminder that went out. I don't know if you had gotten a reminder in your inbox today. We usually do send them out about an hour before the call to remind people that the call is happening. So I apologize for any confusion or inconvenience. My huge apologies. I'm working it out with my team to find out what the heck happened. I just look at my calendar. I know to show up on time for calls, and I let them handle the back end. So I apologize for any inconvenience or any confusion. You had it on your calendar. Yeah, so you're one of the organized people that takes all your calls and put them on the calendar. And if I join a program, I'm in the program, I usually do that too. I just put all the calls on my calendar so I don't overwrite them. So I, you know, occasionally I do need to have something urgent that I can't make it, but that's what I do. And that's what I suggest we do. But everybody's got their different ways of dealing with things and, you know, and managing things and organizing things. And so, you know, some people just rely on the reminders, which is not a good thing, because email is so bloody, it's just so bloody inconvenient these days, and it's inconsistent. And I know that I find junk, stuff in my junk that is not junk. I find even stuff that I send to myself in my junk, and then I find junk in my regular folder. So I know it can be confusing. Maybe we start to do it in the Facebook group and just post in the Facebook group. I'm not sure. Anyway, here we go. So I'm here to support you however you need it. There's only two of you on right now, so yep, you got me. So take advantage. You can open up your line. You can put up your hand and do a star two, and we can chat. And let's go for it. This is Kathy, I can never say your name, Shockless, right, from up Northwest. I think Jenny's also from Northwest. So you guys are in each other's neighborhoods. So I'm just going to open, since there's only two of you here, I'm just going to open your line, so let's just have a conversation. So how can I support you? How are you doing? Jenny, Kathy, what's up? Hello? No? Nothing? Maybe you're waiting? Maybe you left your computer and coming back at that time. I'm back on too. Okay. Not able to access anything but chat?
Right.
What does that mean? You don't see, you don't hear my voice? Hello? Can you guys hear me? That's weird. What normal screen? Kathy, this is not a Zoom screen. This is an in-house seminar.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's instant teleseminar, so you're not seeing your normal Zoom screen that we see in ERC. These calls we usually just do as a voice call. You hear your voice. Yeah, so I'm not hearing you, but I'll log out and log back in again. That's weird, because I was hearing you, Jenny. Hello? Jenny? No? So I'll log out and come back in again.
Okay.
All right, so Kathy, what can I do for you? You there? Are you not hearing me, Kathy?
Yes, but I...
What?
I can hear you. Oh.
Say it again.
Can you hear me, right?
I hear you.
Oh, you do? Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm embarrassed. I didn't think I had a mic.
No, you do.
I do. Okay. Well... I think I want to just talk about building bone strength, or like the tea that I'm making with the horsetail.
Yep.
Yes. I drink a cup a day most days, but is it okay to make like maybe bigger batches and then keep them in the fridge? Because I think just gently heating it up and then, you know, not having to make it from scratch every single day would help me have it more often. Yes?
Absolutely. So let me, a couple questions and then I'll give you a really straightforward answer.
Okay.
When you make the cup every day, how much of the herbs are you putting in the cup?
I make 2 cups water with 2 tablespoons of each one, horsetail and alfalfa and whatever the third one is that just
nettle.
Left.
Yeah, nettle. Yeah, great. Okay, yeah. So that's perfect. And then you're adding hot water to it. You're letting it steep.
Yes, and should it not be boiling? Because I probably bring the tea kettle to a boil.
And then you add the water to it. You can. It can be, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. No, that's perfectly fine.
All right.
You can also do it where it's not quite boiling. It's just hot. And you can put it in a jar and let it sit overnight. You just have to steep it longer if it's not boiling.
Oh, okay. Steep longer.
So boiling, that you should be good in, you know, I the longer the better, really, but you should be able to drink it in 15 to 30 minutes. But in answer to can you store it, absolutely. So I would say I haven't really tested it per se, like to see how long before it would go bad, but a minimum 4 days.
Yeah.
So you should be able to do 4 days.
That. I'm willing to make it once or twice a week and then have get me. And I just think I want to set myself up for success, but also be smart about it and, you know, it works well. And then how often do you recommend, like in between doing a bone density test, which I'm scheduled for one or need, you know, we'll do one this fall.
Okay.
I think with Lisa Filati, we were thinking we could do this other test kind of in between that isn't quite the same. That lets me
it's a
know.
Urine test. It's a urine test. And what it does is it doesn't measure your actual bone density, but what it measures is how, what the metabolism of bone is. So it's measuring these particular chemicals that get released either when you're building or when you're breaking down. And they're looking at the balance between bone building and breaking down. Because what most people don't realize is that we're always breaking down and building new.
Yes.
And when that ratio gets out of balance as we get older or as we get more deficient, then we move towards more breakdown than building. And so that gives you an idea of are you moving in the right direction? And you can do that every couple of months or every month, whereas bone density, you really can only do every 6 months at the most in order to see any change.
Right.
So it helps you to stay on track and go, well, maybe I should be increasing my this or decreasing my that.
Okay. And then another question is, in the fumbling of just the, well, it's very simple to make that lovely herbal tea with the nettle and the horsetail and everything. So simple. However, in the attempt to save that pulp and then maybe put it in a smoothie, I kind of let it dry out because I'm not making a smoothie every day. I try and make one every other day. And then have a bag.
Well, this way it'll work better for you. If you're doing the tea and the smoothie on the same day, you can just transfer it straight to the smoothie.
Uh-huh. And then you just take some of that and put it in, right?
You don't need to save every bit of it, but, you know, the more that you save, a lot of this, the minerals like calcium, the real structural minerals, they don't all get extracted into the water. So it's a good idea to use as much of that pulp as you can.
Ah, okay. Okay.
And Kathy, the other thing you can do with that is you can use it to make crackers.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, because I'm getting closer to that. I've been adding new things all the time, you know, just trying to, once the house is in order and I've unpacked and getting some systems set up to make things easier to do. Like, this is the place where I do it. Here's the equipment I use when I do it. Trying to just have it be smooth and make sense and instead of, like, where is this stuff? You know, I can't find it. You know, I want it to be a little bit supportive on the frequency so I can be more compliant.
Right, and you can get better results the more you do it, the more regular you are with these things. So I would say the pulp, you know, if you let it dry out, you can always put it in crackers either way. So what you can do is just plan, like, you know, twice a week you're going to do this big, you're going to do this, make your smoothie, make your elixir, and you're going to make some crackers.
Okay. And then this may not be on the same thing, and I'm maybe jumping away from it, but I've noticed lately that I think I'm having a niacin flush or, you know, with the B vitamins. And when I went to, many of the supplements I take, or at least some of the B ones, I order through Seeking Health. And I was going crazy because they seem to email you about 6 times over, you know, gee, we got your order, we'll let you know when we send it. Okay, no, I don't know. It was just, and then.
But that's better than not sending it all. Just, and I understand it, because you just paid them money. You're wondering where it is. And email is pretty unreliable sometimes. And I was just laughing because I was talking to JJ Virgin a while ago, and she basically said it's hysterical because people will place an order, and then within half an hour, they're calling the help desk to say, when is my order going to be shipped? When am I going to get my order? Like, immediately. Right? So the more you keep in touch, and so she started to, you know, send them an email, a confirmation, and a little bit later she'll send them a confirmation and say, oh, while you're waiting for your order, here's something that you can do. Here's a recipe. Oh, while you're, and she just does this whole everyday nurture kind of thing. So people get to freak out. Because, you know, some people don't even realize, like, you know what? They have to take it from the shelves, and they have to put it in a box, and they have to bubble wrap it, and then they have to label it.
The opposite. I don't want, it's like micromanaging. I don't want to hear from you. Just have the box shelf before I'm a happy girl. I don't even care which day it is, when it is. I never track packages. It's like, really? It'll get here when it gets here.
It'll get here when it gets here.
My question
you're not the norm. You're not the regular, the average customer.
Okay.
You're the dream customer that everybody wants. Like, she places the order. She trusts we're going to get it to her.
Yeah.
And then she's just, yeah.
Well, I called Seeking Health yesterday and said, look, you're sending one on September 17th, and then this other, the B-minus, you're sending on September 22nd. Could we combine those in the same box so I'm only getting one package and one set of emails to go with that? Because I was getting every bottle was coming separately on the auto set. So now I'm looking at this, and I guess maybe this is more for Lisa, but I'm thrilled to have your time. When I'm looking at how is anything in my blood work or any tests that I've done help me know how much B? Because I think I can eliminate one of my, like, I take B complex plus, then I take B minus because I already have some transdermal B12 patches that I wanted to use up.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I've got this another one, and it's like, okay, I think I'm getting too much of, because I'm getting a little flush in the morning.
Yeah, you might be. So I would look at them and see how much niacin is in each one.
Okay.
And it may be that cumulatively it is too much niacin. Because the B-minus doesn't have folate and B12 in it, but it does have everything else. And then it's the other one. So you may just be getting too much for your, you know, some people, 100 milligrams is too much niacin. For others, they don't get a flush until 400 or 500. So depends. Poor Paula gets a flush at 50. She just can't take it at all, because at 50 milligrams, she's like, you know, like a whole body flush. We're all a little different. So yeah, it could very well be that. If you're getting it within, like I would say within a half an hour to 2 hours after taking your B vitamins. Sometimes it's a little delayed, but usually you'll notice it. Sometimes a little bit within a half hour, and then like within an hour or two, it's like, whoa. Did I just go out in the sun and get a bad sunburn? Like, what is going on?
So is there a range of a normal amount to consider taking?
Yeah. So normally, before I met Paula, I was considering start with 100.
Okay.
See how it goes. Go to 200. See how it goes. Now, because yours are in multis, it's going to be harder for you to pull out. So what I would do is look at the bottles and see how much is in each.
Okay.
And then I would say pick the one that has the lower amount.
Okay.
And then just do that one and see if that makes a difference. And okay. If you do have a difference, then you know. And if you don't, then I would swap it, though. Don't add it, because you know you have a flush at the higher one. Then swap it. So for a few days, do the lower one. And then for a few days, do the higher one.
Oh, yeah. Can you take too much?
Too much niacin? You know, people take as much as a couple of grams, like 2,000, 2,500, to help with cardiac stuff, to help with, you know.
But just for no cardiac issues is like 1 to 200 or 1 to 3 or 400 normal.
Yeah, and up, I would say you take the amount that's right before what gives you the flush.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, good to go.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I didn't get anything from Angela, and I know, or whoever, this morning's call. I truly feel bad that I'm causing a little titch of a problem, but I didn't register by Friday for the continuing sweep.
Did it not work? Okay, I'm going to see.
I will go back in there and try it again. And I ended up with some cleaning people for the first time in 3 months, and then a cabinet repair guy. So I didn't get a chance to try it between this morning and now. So
I'm looking at the page now, and I can pull up my email from it since it's not
allowed. Basically, I pay for it, but then you give me some kind
No, you don't pay for it. You go there and you put it in, but then I'm giving you a coupon, which makes it go to zero.
That's right. No.
Let's see. It still says single payment of $250. It doesn't preclude it. It's just if the coupon. Let me just find the coupon. The coupon, I think, was – I don't remember.
That's all right.
There was an ERC-only, you know, coupon because everybody else had to pay for it.
Yes. And I thought that was very sweet of you and generous, and I appreciated everything. But then I went to take advantage of it, and I don't know what happened.
You must have misplaced it. That's the only thing.
Okay.
So let me go to this box, and I'm going to say ERC. It should have been in two emails and two newsletters in a row.
Okay.
And I know Jenny did it because Jenny got in. Here, newsletter, ERC newsletter, June 15th?
Oh, okay, June 15th.
Kind of weird because June 15th was yesterday.
Oh, that is weird because okay.
That's weird. Maybe they didn't get it out on Friday. Let me see.
Okay, so it's an ERC email. Look for the coupon and then copy that and put it into the continue.
Okay, here's June 5th. I bet they didn't get it out on Friday because we were so busy getting ready for the conference.
Yeah.
Here it is. I'm going to give you this in the chat.
Okay.
It says it right here. Here, I'm going to do this, and I'll give you the link. Do you know what the page is, or do I need to give you the link to the page to sign up?
It couldn't hurt.
Okay, I'm going to do that. So I'm going to go to chat. I'm going to say, stay in sweet spot. Somebody else is here called I Hear You.
I know.
I don't know who it is. Who's I Hear You? Tell me who you are.
Oh, Paula. It says Paula. The niacin flusher.
Oh, the niacin flusher. Okay. I'm going to give you the link.
Thank you.
Actually, yeah. This is just for ERC, so folks. So I mean, there's nobody else on besides you guys in ERC. So you know how all the dedicated folks are.
Thank you. Thank you.
And let me get back to that page that said, I'm going to click it from the email. Fortunately, it was in my email because I looked today to see if there was an email for this, and I didn't see it. But I did see these.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing. It probably went out yesterday, and that's why they took it out. So I had to look at last week's.
Okay.
Because it was supposed to close then, but I don't know if the – let's just check to see. Okay. I'm going to put this in here.
Okay.
And if you find – try it right away and try the coupon, and it should take it down to zero. Don't go through with it, it still will ask you for a credit card. We haven't figured out how to turn that part off. But, you know, we already have yours on file anyway, so, you know, we're not going to start anything unless you let us.
Right. So, now, you haven't sent what you just typed yet, right?
No, it hasn't gone yet. Okay. Try that.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Got it.
Okay. So try it right now and just add the coupon code and make sure it takes it to zero. I'll try it, too, just to make sure. But sometimes I get it to zero because I'm the owner of this site. Promo code, yes.
I appreciate you walking me through this. We'll just see what we how we do.
Mm-mm, it didn't work. You try it. I'm going to go into Infusionsoft, which is our back end, and I'm going to make that.
I might have a little slow connection. There's still some spinning going on. Oh. Here we are. Looky, looky, looky. Okay.
Did it work? Did it take it to zero?
No, I'm not that fast. It just popped up where I still have to type in my name and everything.
Don't type in your name. Just go to where the coupon code is and do it that way.
Okay, got it.
Okay. And then I'm going to, I think I have to change it. I'm just going to go in there and do promo codes. And I'm just going to change the date on it. I think they made the date expire. But I'll extend it for you since you didn't get in. So I'm going to say.
Then go back and put my name in, though?
Or only when it goes to zero. Because I don't want to have to give you a refund. It costs us money.
I get it. Excuse me. Okay. So now I click complete my purchase.
No, just hit where does it say? And you have a promo code.
Oh, I get it. Okay. So because I did that.
You have a promo code, you put it in, and it may not wait a second and let me put it in, because it's expired. So let me edit this. It expired on the so that was last Thursday or something, Friday.
It did not change it to zero. Yes. I clicked the word apply after I put in the code. Let me try it one more time.
So try hitting, try it again. It may...
I know. Now I'm going to do, I typed in the promo code ERC stay in SSS 100, and then I'm clicking the button apply right now, and it says total is still $250.
All right. So sometimes what happens is it remembers it.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have had you do that until after I changed it.
So
go if you go out and you go log out and log in again, or what you can do is you can do do you know how to clear your cache?
How to clear my cache?
Clear yeah, there's something called cache on the computer. No, you probably don't if you didn't
know.
Do you know how to go in your incognito window? All right, here's what we're gonna do. Let me see. It may not work for me. Too. But we'll get you in there. I'll make sure we get you in there. Same sweet spot, SSS. I'm going to just see if it works, if I just put it in. If not, I'm just going to make a note of it, and we'll see if we can get Scott to go in the back end and just set it up.
Yep.
Just, you know, it's easier if we just give you a coupon and then do it. But okay, so if I say have a promo code, and I'm going to enter the promo code, and I'm going to say apply. I may have to refresh this page. Let me try that. If not, I'll just have Scott manually do it tonight. All right. Okay. Have a promo code.
Yes.
Happens where it remembers the old date on it. Okay. I'll make sure that we get you in, Kathy.
Thank you.
No worries. Sorry the time.
No. Life is short. And I just... want to quickly ask you your 2 cents worth that when I finish ERC, there's always opportunities to continue.
Yes.
And, you know, to be working on your health in various ways for you. But at the end of this year or the September, does it end in September or something like that?
The new one starts September 1st, so it ends at the end of August.
End of August, mostly because of finances, but a little bit just to have a breath. I'm going to take a break, but I know I will want to come back. And part of the finances changed when we chose to be financially helpful to a son that is unfortunately going through a divorce, but things are so much better for him, and he's communicating with us, and I heard him say, I love you, last year for the first time in 15 years, and really good things. But the finances kind of then, oh, that would have been money that I, yeah. So I'm going to take this little break, but that won't be forever. And, you know, I thought if I came back, do you recommend that I do a particular program again? Should I jump in and do Sweet Spot in a more compliancy? I think with Sweet Spot, I didn't participate the first time at all. This year I participated, but I must confess, was struggling to keep up, get things printed, watch the videos, you know, read and absorb everything, and then do it. And so I thought, okay, now I've got it all printed, hole punched, you know, now that you've made these lovely revisions, got them in a binder. Well, I still need to print out another set, but I haven't done assessments like that. You know, showing up is huge, but I'm so grateful that, you know, some of your comments at other times to people is saying, hey, you're not behind. If you're doing the very best you can, I'm not going to beat myself up anymore. But I do know that I wasn't as compliant as I think I can be in the future and would like to be with cooking the food and preparing, or not cooking the food, preparing those meals and doing, you know, I've got my little freestyle libre, I'm, you know, watching things, but I didn't do elimination, I don't want to say perfectly, but wholeheartedly. I didn't jump in with both feet and participate in a way that would make it more beneficial for me. Yeah. So would you suggest that that's when I should jump in next year, which would really only probably be 6 or 7 months after I end the program?
Yeah, it would be, usually we do this somewhere in like the March, open it up in April, you know, launch it in March and then open it up in April. But here's the thing, Kathy, you have access to the recordings, the site for if you stop ERC and with the idea of coming back, there's two ways we can do it. One is you can just stop and then come back, and then whatever, you know, whatever investment level we have at that point is what you get. Or if you think you can swing a deposit to say, look, I'm going to do this, but I'm not going to start until 2021, September 2021, that could lock in you to get the same investment that you would have gotten had you renewed. I mean, whatever the equivalent is.
I follow you. It allows me to optimize my price point. I realize it depends on which level I join at or pay at or put a deposit at. But it allows me to get a little bit better valued price than if I just say goodbye at the end of August and then I sign up in March. That price point would be a little bit higher.
Yeah. But if you just want to do Sweet Spot, you actually have access to the site for a whole year.
Okay.
Right. So you can still access it for, you know, until as an ERCer, as if you just did Sweet Spot this year, that we give them access for a year. So whenever they join Sweet Spot, as ERCers, if you leave and you don't stay, you know, you don't stay with it for a year, you still have access for a whole year after that. So you could at any time, say you go through the holidays and it's January 1, you go, I am ready to do Sweet Spot. You've got everything printed. You've got the recordings from all the calls that we did. And you can just go, I'm going to start with week one. I'm going to play week one. I'm going to start with, go to week two. I'm going to play the recording for week two. And you can do it at your own pace. Maybe you do it every other week instead of every week.
Okay. This is a great idea. And thank you so much for giving me choice, because I'm kind of a person that's big on what are my options, because it really helps me be less stressed and sometimes able to be more committed, because like, no, I could do it this way. And then, that'll be much better. So thank you.
Yep. And the other thing is you can stay in Vital. You'll just pay for, you know, an annual membership to stay in Vital. And then you don't lose any of the library or anything like that, because that doesn't go for another year. That, you know, we give you the opportunity to renew it. If you don't renew ERC, you have the opportunity to renew vital independently. So okay. You do that. And then it's kind of like a either or. If you decide that you definitely want to be back in ERC next year, but you need a break financially and family-wise, that you can put a deposit down to lock in your elite investment the next year. So that would be something that you could do. And then you could still do sweet spot as it comes up. You could pay extra for a sweet spot to do it live. We usually offer a half price for anybody that's done it before. That's so, true. You know, for like whatever price it is, half of that, you could come in and just do it live if you wanted the live calls. You were finding you weren't doing it so well.
Okay. And so just to answer this question, where do I go on the website if I wanted to know just what would be the vital fee if I chose to kind of keep access to the library for a chunk of time?
VitalHealthCommunity.com.
Okay.
And I think we usually give ERC people like $50 off of that. So I think it's like $150 a year.
Oh, okay. And that way I could always access the library.
Yeah.
Keep just plodding along. I'm a plodder now.
Yeah. And there's so much in that library, you know, depending on when you come in. Right now, and we're just thinking it's too overwhelming. We may change that in the future. But you get access to 8 years worth of recordings and kitchen shows and recipe guides and everything. So it's probably the best thing for us from a financial standpoint, but for folks who get overwhelmed. And
Okay. Thank you so much. That was most
welcome. You're so welcome. It looks like Paula said she went out. Are you back in, Paula? Call back out and get her name right. Hey, Niacin Flusher. Okay, good. All right. What else? Jenny, Paula, do you guys want to talk about anything? Let me see if there's anybody. I can't tell who's on. I can only see numbers. So it just tells me. Too. Yeah. Okay. So anything else? Jay in sweet spot. Okay, give it that. Oh, yeah, there's Paula there. Cool. Jenny, let me open your line to see if I can hear you. Okay, say hi, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. I heard you earlier, but you didn't hear me. I heard you, like, moving around or something when I opened your line. Did you have music playing in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it, but you didn't hear me for whatever reason.
Well, and then I kind of caught the end of you at right when, you know, there was all the confusion and you were saying, why is there no one here? And I was trying to say, I think it's because there's no access or, you know, and then I text you and I call because I'm thinking I just wanted to make sure you understood what was happening.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. But it turns out that it was on my calendar for 5 o'clock Central Time, so 6 o'clock Eastern Time. And then I got in, and the event itself said 5:30, and that's why Kathy said, oh, it's just 6 more minutes, but it's already, you know, it's already past that. And so I was like, well, maybe the email went out and said 5:30, as the event did, and so that's why nobody's here. And anyway, here we are.
Well, so everywhere I looked, it said five o'clock Central Time.
Somebody set it up improperly in the Instant Teleseminar, which is the hosting platform. They set it up to say 5:30 here. So that might have confused people if they came in and it said, like, hey, 6 more minutes, 5, whatever it was, 20 more minutes, 30 more minutes, whatever. So it might have scare people away. So I don't know. I just saw Kiki come in, but then she left.
Well, and the other thing that it wasn't on the communal page. You know,
I saw it there though, Jenny. Which one? Because you know, are you looking at the one that you go to ERC and it says schedule, and then it says click here for the whole schedule?
Well, I'll let me follow it. I went to. I just wanted. Find the exact way to do it. Because I couldn't find access, I went to your weekly newsletter.
Yep.
And on the weekly newsletter, I found the, you know, new link to the new upcoming call schedule. Mm-hmm. And then when I looked at it, the first schedule is Thursday. The first scheduled meeting is Thursday, June 25th.
Weird, because you clicked on the link at the, really? That's weird.
And at the top, it says at the top of the page, it says next 4 weeks at a glance program calls.
Yeah, that's what, I was just on that, and I looked at that after you said that. I'm like, oops, somebody, you know, goofed up a little. It says next 4 weeks at a glance, and then it says June, and it says Monday, June 15th, and then it says new Monday, June 15th, stay in sweet spot. Then it says Tuesday, June 16th, the FC Elite. Tuesday, June 16th.
Well, gosh, are we on two different pages?
This one says at the top. I'll put the link at the top. I'm just wondering if your tags, remember we found your tags were kind of goofy? I wonder if it is your tags. I wonder if your tags aren't right and you're not seeing what you should be seeing.
Because
you were seeing like NEPA stuff, which you shouldn't have been seeing, but maybe you're not here. This is the link that I went to. And I see this call on it. 5 o'clock on the Vital website. You were here, didn't get the email. Yeah. So, when I came in, the only one was in was Jenny. So maybe you came in and went back out, and I don't know, but it's weird because I thought, okay. Then I stopped and I went, okay, I'm going to check with my team. Did the reminder go out? Do I have the wrong time? Then I looked at the event and it said 5:30. I'm like, oh, does everybody think it's 5:30? No wonder nobody's here. But,
well, I know I did not get an email. So maybe that's exactly what's wrong is that I'm not now getting the vital.
You may not have the link to it. Maybe you're not linked. But you always get them, right?
I'll get your monthly vital communities.
Yes.
But I have not gotten, I keep them all. Let me just take a look. The last one that I got was.
I didn't get an email either. I just had it on my calendar and had to really go diving to find
how to access. Yep. Okay, I apologize for this. We'll get it all straightened out.
Yeah, last monthly newsletter I got was May 1st. Did you put a June one out yet?
Yeah, June one went out.
Yeah, I did not get that. So maybe I'm not
maybe
connected.
Maybe your tag got screwed up. Okay, so you didn't get got May. We're not. Okay, take a look at that link I just sent you to see if that takes you to the same page you were just on.
It does. Let me click on it. I was just looking at that address.
Yeah.
It takes me to the exact same page that just says Thursday, June 25th is the first meeting. That's
weird. And what does it say that is? Open coaching and support for EOC?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What's the name of that call that's listed on June 15th?
It is, the ERC Open Coaching and Support. And there's the Vital Healing Kitchen is on there.
Interesting, because all the ones, there's a bunch before that. I wonder, you know, you don't have to do this now, but log out and log that. Oh, WLIS Pond, there's an error on this page. Oh, Lordy. There's a tagging thing where this, let me copy it and send it to.
It looks like Paula in the chat that the same thing happened for you, Paula.
Oh, you looked at the page and you didn't see it? I wonder if I see everything because I'm the admin, right? So.
You know that she saw it as 5 o'clock too and did not get an email about it.
Didn't get an email. Okay. I'm curious if you go to the link that I put in that if you see it.
Oh, and I see, Paula, you said that your newsletter came yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, I see I did get that too, the ERC weekly newsletter like Paula did.
Okay. Paula, if you click on that, I mean, I'm going to have to look at the thing because you're not on the phone, but if you click that link I just gave for Jenny to click on, I'm wondering if you see what the first call on that is. When you log in here on this website, I think people left, you know.
Also, with
good. Let me answer some of her questions. Oh, unless you have a question related to health, other than my schedule.
Well, my only question then was it going to be Patty? Like, was Patty supposed to be on
this call? No, this is just a Q&A. Patty's was last couple weeks ago, and it used to be, last month.
Yeah, she had one. I think it was on her, the thing was like May 12th or something. Let me try to find, here it is, vital, oh, no, it's not.
Kiki, I'm going to get to you in a second.
Oh, you're what?
I'm telling Kiki she has her hand up that I'll get to
her. Oh, okay. Okay. I'll stop.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then I'll come back. All right. Kiki.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Am I late? Am I early? Did I miss it? Because no. I also had to dig for the info of this call. And it says that it's at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then when I logged in at 6 p.m., it said, oh, it's starting in an hour. So, and then the
exactly.
way you said it.
There was a big mix-up. We're going to try to figure it out and make sure it doesn't happen again. I apologize.
Okay. Okay,
haven't
thank
figured
you.
Out why it happened. But, yeah, it happened to all of us.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you two questions. Question number one, could eating an avocado every day cause high triglycerides?
I mean, here's my answer. Anything can cause anything, but that's not a common thing, right? So that's not common. I mean, the
not
things
common.
That cause high triglycerides are usually blood sugar imbalances, not avocado. Why?
Okay. No, because my mother has her triglycerides went a little higher, and she's been trying to eat so healthy and clean, and she's like eating an avocado every day. So she asked if it could be from the avocado, and I was like, very interesting. So I figured, okay, I'll ask on my next call.
Yeah, they've been shown to lower triglycerides.
Okay.
Avocado is good for high triglycerides. Here's an article, and it's talking about, they lower. Yeah.
So it's most likely not. Okay.
I would be having other things. You know all about blood sugar, so I would be having.
Okay. I wanted to also ask your opinion, your take in terms of grain, as far as like Ezekiel bread or sourdough bread. Right. So the thing is that, like, I have my 19-year-old son, and I'm trying to keep him on a healthy regimen, and, like, he's doing a smoothie, and he's trying to incorporate, like, salad, but he feels like he needs something. So I'm trying to think what's the healthiest of the grains if I were to,
Quinoa and millet would be the healthiest. I mean, I think bread... pastas are not the best foods, but he's 19, so it might be better than what he would normally eat. But quinoa and millet tend to be the best in terms of the grains. Quinoa would be the best in terms of.
You can't find like a quinoa bread or millet bread. You don't find like sourdough or something.
No, they do make them. Those are easy to find. And again, I don't think bread is the best bet because bread is very costly. You can get millet rice bread, millet quinoa bread. You can get all of that.
I would love to hear. I'm curious. What is your son? I know that you have a son. He's an adult in the 20s. What does he eat? What does
my kids? I don't know. They don't live with me. So my 22-year-old lives across town.
Yeah, I would love to know what your 22-year-old eats, like as a boy that keeps him satiated. And
my oldest son doesn't eat much in the way of bread. He hardly ever eats bread, but he eats a lot of beans, and he'll eat brown rice. He'll eat lots of avocado. What else does he eat? Lots of vegetables, lots and lots of vegetables.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. But I think that, you know, your son, is this the one that had some health issues?
No, I have a daughter with a lot of issues. Yeah, but no.
Yeah, so I mean, if he's gonna do bread, if he's not sensitive to gluten, then Ezekiel would be better than anything else.
Ezekiel rather than sprout than sourdough.
Sprouted bread, but Ezekiel is sprouted, and sourdough.
Right.
It's fermented,
no?
Sourdough is, but it's oftentimes it's white flour that's been fermented. It's not usually a healthy food.
They have whole grain sourdough. I have seen whole grain sourdough.
Right. Read the labels. When something says whole grain sourdough, read the actual label.
And it's usually only
a very small part. Whole grain.
Mm-hmm.
So I think of what you mentioned, Ezekiel would be best. But if he really wants bread, he can also look at millet or quinoa or brown rice.
Okay. Yeah. It's not something on a daily basis, but occasionally he feels that he needs something. So instead of having like a bagel or something, trying to guide him.
It's hard. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you so much. It was good to hear from you.
Oh, you're welcome. No worries. How's your daughter? Didn't your daughter have coronavirus? Is she okay?
My big daughter had coronavirus. We're all like, it was very hard. I've been locked in the house for 3 months straight for the whole family. I'm not going to lie. It's been hard on all of us. And we're trying to slowly move on. We definitely all had a touch of the virus. We all had symptoms. And we all had, and things are crazy in New York right now, so it's like very frightening and stressful, and very stressful.
Well, I wish you guys a lot of good health. Like, turn it around and get outside, outside in the sunshine, because that's a big.
Now we didn't have sunshine until recently. Now the sun is starting to come out. You know, it's pretty cold until fairly recently, but now, we can start to go for walks and.
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Kiki. All right. Okay. Anybody else? Questions, comments? Bread seriously. Okay. I don't know if she's still there. Gluten-free sourdough. Oh, cool. Oh, good. I just got a message today about the Vegas Nerve Summit. I'll try to listen. I don't remember if I bought the recordings or not, but I know I signed up. Oh, so Paula said she clicked on the link and it showed the first call as being the IRSI one for today. So I would recommend for Jenny to log out and log back in again and see if that doesn't fix it. Then we're going to have somebody dig into your ID and make sure all your tags are right. Because I know last week you were seeing the Practice Accelerator, the NEPA calls. And maybe you're not seeing those now, but, and there is an error on this page with a tagging thing, so you might be seeing some things you're not supposed to or whatever. It goes through July, though. It goes through July 9th. It's a lot of calls in June. Holy cow. Holy cow, that's a lot of calls. Saying the sweet spot's there now, and IRSBT is there. Okay, cool. So who has other questions or comments? Otherwise, we can call it a day. So you're enjoying the meditations that twice already today. Wow. I'm so glad they're doing that. It's like, I think, one of the biggest issues with people with their health is the vagus nerve is understimulated and the sympathetic is overstimulated. I thought I saw. Oh, it's on here. Thought I saw it on here. Okay, my dates are all off. Yeah, and Scott did go for his walk. That's why the dog was howling. Sometimes it takes her like a half an hour before she starts to realize he's gone. I thought I saw this body, mind, and the here we go, body, mind, and vagus nerve. And from June 15th, so it started yesterday, so it has listened to today's talks. Listen to day one's talk. Okay, I'm going to get to that. I'm excited to try that. Body, mind, and vagus nerve. Oh my God, there's a lot of emails. I wonder if one of them says I bought the topics. Let's see. Nerve toxicity, is that what today's was? County affiliate. 51. I wonder if I did this. Purchase a pack. No, it says I saw and purchased a package. Okay. Well, I may end up doing it because Trans Book Book is ready. I'm going to look in there. I'll log into my account and see. Because I vaguely remember doing it. All right. We'll look at that later. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, you'd still get in there. Let me see if I have a link in my email. Vagus nerve tend to give away. They usually have a thing in there. Share this with your friends. I have purchased your package today. Last chance to own the talks at $59. Here we go. I'll have to go check it out, so I don't want to miss out on that if I didn't already do it. It's interesting that they don't have a, usually they have a, share this link with your friends, so I don't know how to get it. Maybe if I click it, your access links. Okay. View the event schedule and plan your week. It looks like it's day one is the 15th. Oh, there's like six people a day, seven people a day. That's kind of hard to do. Wow. Cool. Okay. Oh, it's just 3 days, 4 days. Oh, day 5 days. Let's see if it says where free gifts, join the event, schedule your host. They really should have a order. Let's see. They really should have a way that you can share the link. So I don't know how to do it. I don't remember where my, I don't see where my original link came from. All right. Let's see. Who else? Questions or comments? Find my way back here. I think I can find it. Okay, good. If you have it, great. Thank you again, Flusher. Yeah, sorry, I was talking about you behind your back, Paul, but Kathy was asking, like, what's a normal range of niacin? I said, I usually consider, like, 100 a good place to start, but then there's people who are super sensitive, like Pollock, and Flush is like crazy on 50, so we're all so different. Anyway, that tells me just because we're all human that we should, that we're the same, that we have the same nutritional needs, the same diet needs, I just can't buy into it anymore. Especially given that we are 99.5% the same, and that 0.5 makes such a difference in what we look like, why wouldn't it make such a difference in how our biochemistry functions? All right, let's see. Are we good? If you guys have nothing else, I will have a quick break before my next call. Oh, actually, I don't have a quick break. Okay, my next call is in 2 minutes. So I will end things. It's in 8 minutes. I will end the call. I forgot we started late. End the call, and I look forward to seeing you guys on our next ERC call on unmuted. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Talk to you later.